It's the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott, in for David Brancaccio. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, or OPEC, agreed last week to cut production for the first time in 8 years. That could mean oil prices will rise, but that depends on whether OPEC can convince a bunch of other non-cartel countries to join in. Marketplace's Lewis Wallace has more.
This is all going down because super low oil prices are starting to catch up with one of the key players in the OPEC cartel, Saudi Arabia. Pretty much everything there is paid for with oil money. Jean-François Sesnec is a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council.
The Saudis would like to preempt running out of cash reserves.
OPEC has invited 14 other countries to a meeting to discuss cuts this weekend in Vienna. So far, a handful have agreed to meet, including the big one, Russia. Bob McNally is with the energy consultancy Rapidan Group.
So they really wanted the Russians to have to make a public vow and publicly and formally commit to cut.
But Sesnec says Russia has gone back on such promises in the past.
We're talking money here. This is serious business. So whether or not they live by their commitment is another issue.
A final complication, if prices do go up a lot, then U.S. shale production might start expanding again, creating more price competition for oil producers like Saudi Arabia. I'm Lewis Wallace for Marketplace.